Tonight my bag is packed. Tomorrow I'll walk these tracks that'll lead me across the border. Tomorrow my love and I will sleep neath auburn skies somewhere across the border. We'll leave behind, my dear, pain and sadness we found here. And we'll drink from Bravo's muddy waters, where the sky grows gray and white. We'll meet on the other side, there across the border. For you I'll build a house upon a grassy hill somewhere across the border, where pain and memory have been stilled there across the border. And sweet blossoms fill the air, pastures of golden green roll down into cool, clear waters. And in your arms, neath open sky, kiss the sorrow from your eyes there across the border. Tonight we'll sing the songs, and I'll dream of you, my good song. And tomorrow my heart will be strong, and may the saints' blessings and grace carry me safely to your arms there across the border. Someday we'll drink from God's blessed water and eat the fruit from the vine. I know love and fortune will be mine somewhere across the border. Thank you.
Give me that old-fashioned morphine. That's good enough for me. Well, it was good enough for my grandpa. It was good enough for my grandpa. That was good enough for my grandpa. That's good enough for me. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried, because the world is almost done. Give me that old-fashioned morphine. It's good enough for me. I was good enough for Billy Burroughs. I was good enough for Billy Burroughs. I was good enough for Billy Burroughs. It's good enough for me. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried, because the world is almost done. Give me that old-fashioned morphine. That's good enough for me. It was good enough for Isabel Eberhard. It was good enough for Isabel Eberhard. It was good enough for Isabel Eberhard. That's good enough for me. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried, because the world is almost done.
and some stuff I just discovered thanks to our illustrious music director at the station here, Andy. That's music from Julie Holland, or Jolie Holland. Man.
Yeah, she could be related to me.
Yeah, she might be. Escondida. You know, just when I thought that I had discovered who my future wife was going to be, that I was going to sit around the fire playing ukulele with. Someone turned me on to Aaron McEwen recently because of my penchant for Weird Hats, 1920s music, and the ukulele. This lady pops up, and she's actually in another band. She's been a member of the Be Good Tanyas, and she's up in Vancouver. But this is just a terrific album, Escondida, real nice kind of Americana sounds, exploring the early roots of jazz, and of course with instruments that I deeply dig. There's marimbas and acoustic guitars and all nice stuff, you know, upright bass, mandolin, banjo, musical saw. Oh, I've got a penchant for that. And ukulele, of course it's spelled wrong on the liner notes here, but we can forgive them on that, I do suppose. And that trumpet was totally narco'd out. She has a disclaimer on that, by the way, that I feel I should share with you guys. She says she wrote this song, Old Fashioned Morphine, in the winter of 2002 during a waitressing shift at Howard's Diner in the midst of meditation on the history of medicine. And actually, you can hear it if you listen closely. It's a bastard hybrid, she says, of old-time religion and Willie Johnson's version of Wade in the Water. And she's certainly not encouraging anyone to up their life. Of course, he's singing about Billy Burroughs. I think that's William, naturally. But yeah, old-fashioned morphine there from Jolie Holland.
Yeah, before that we had Tom Rush. This was actually really nice. It's coming off an album that came out in 1965 or 66 called The Circle Game, and Rockport Sunday was that real nice guitar track, and I remember hearing that as a kid in Cambridge, probably about 1966, and it's still beautiful, and it's open tuning instrumental.
It's nice. Gorgeous.
And Springsteen really kicked beautiful. That off with Across the Border. We're going to stick in the Spanish zone a little bit here. I think we got some stuff playing in the background, then we'll let that go and come up with Gene Clark here in Spanish guitar. This one is going out for Bronson. I know he likes this guy.
Yeah, that'll be coming up in just a bit, but we got some short words to share with you, and then do stay tuned because that terrific music's on the way, and you are listening to Route 78 West here on Radio 1190.
And by Bart's CD Cellar. Located at 1015 Pearl Street at the west end of the Pearl Street Mall, Bart's is open 7 days a week and stocks the music you love. Bart's carries over 85,000 titles that travel well beyond the clutter of commercial radio. In addition to its upstairs vinyl attic, Bart's buys, sells, and trades music. Bart's carries jazz, funk, hip-hop, rock, folk, and many others. For more information, 303-447-8150.
Who are ringing the rhymes of of the deep, as they sing of the ages asleep, not so near or so far. And the old master's wind of the waves sped forth for the free men and slaves. Whispers of secrets it saves, and about whom they are. And the workings of sunshine and rain, and the visions they paint that remain, pulsate from my soul through my brain in a Spanish guitar. The beggar who sits in the street on his miserable throne of defeat, envisions no wealth there to meet, thinking nowhere is far. And the laughter of children employed by the fantasies not yet destroyed, by the dogmas of those they avoid, knowing not what they are. And the right and the wrong and insane, and the answers they cannot explain, pulsate from my soul through my brain in a Spanish guitar.
Where the wallanders walk on the wire, I'll tell you a tale to remember. When the white horse's leap rings a fire, it was a cold night in old Oklahoma, and the show was about to begin. The animals, they were all restless when the star horse broke from her pen. Now she was a mare of high spirit, like a whore on a Saturday night, just a kicking and a bucking past the men that were brushing the elephants in line on their side. Now close to the tent sat a lantern. It was dangerously close to the hay. That mare headed straight for that lantern that some fool had left there by mistake. Well, up jumps an Indian cowboy, and his lasso whirls through the air. In the full dead middle of danger, he ropes that runaway mare. Now the elephants raised up their trumpets, chains, and stampeded that Indian cowboy who had just saved the big top from flames.
Back then his hair came down past his nose. It was barely washed, never combed. Dressed in a t-shirt that read Conklin Bail Bonds, he stole his mother's purse, $300. From her new boyfriend, he stole $200 more. He sold all his records, and his shotgun. Took a bus to Nogales, Mexico. He was only 15 years old. 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
weeks you walk the streets of border Mexico. Bought a cowboy hat and a leather belt, and he bought a ring with a horse on it. You know, the only horses he'd ever seen were in a parking lot. We're in a parking lot, we're on TV. He met an old American lady there who said she was scared to drive her car, and she would pay him. He drove her to the Sea of Cortez. So they drove at night to escape the heat. But he was young and he fell asleep. When he woke, he had rolled her car and she lay dead. So he took his cowboy hat and he took her purse. He walked to the sea, 'cause he'd never seen any amount of water. Never seen any amount of water. Never seen any amount of water worth mentioning, of importance to anyone.
Boy, that's a good band.
Oh, and I like the steel in that. I hope they come back with a steel player. It's Richmond Fontaine, a 15-year-old kid in Nogales, Mexico, and that's from a couple years ago.
When are they coming back through town? Sometime in June, is it confirmed?
I think they're coming by in June, yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on. I know they're going to England. It's kind of cool. Willie actually told me on the phone there, I was talking to him. He said that these guys got an opportunity to go play in front of a bunch of shows in London, so they're going to go there and see if the little island there.
Yeah, have they been across the pond yet?
They've never been.
No.
And it costs money to do these things, so it's, hopefully something good will happen out of that. So anyway, before that, new from the Flatlanders, still kind of jury out on this disc. That was called Indian Cowboy, and I always liked Jimmy Dale Gilmore, but I'm not so sure. These guys are, you know, I don't know, it's interesting. You guys.
As you said, the jury's still out, and requires repeated listening.
Nice and mellow in the background. Well, I wanted to set something up here. You know, we're always topical on this show. Sometimes, I don't know, topical like anesthesia. And I got something that I wanted to play today. This is a long story behind this, but Neil Young was married to Carrie Snodgrass for years and years. Diary of a Mad Housewife was a movie that was out when I was a kid. And I didn't really understand it when I saw it, but then I understood it later when I rented it on video.
Was she by any chance tall and tan and young and lovely?
No, she was kind of just an interesting, kind of a hippie girl that got to be an actress. And,
okay.
You know, she's quoted it a lot of times as saying she wanted to maintain a life, so she never really went for the big glitter and gold aspect.
But I was just referencing this lovely rendition of The Girl from Ipanema in the background.
Now you know why these records are not necessarily, they're not featured in my record collection. Like, when people come over, they're not the ones I leave on the floor.
I think Herb Alpert is just god-awful cultural appropriation of a style.
I have my friend Dave to thank for that. I want to make him listen to this. All right, anyway, I got something queued up. It's a long one. We have to put the usual disclaimer. We don't want to get thrown off the air. This is coming from 1974 at the bottom line, and it's a classic song that Neil Young wrote for Cary Snodgrass. The early versions On the Beach always had motion pictures for Cary on it. I think they took that off when he got divorced. You know how that works. But we're going to play you something here that, for you kids in the audience, don't try this at home. This is not an advocacy or pro stance of anything here. This is purely on a historical, interesting connotation of what happened in the 70s. And some of you may be appalled, horrified, or scared. It's kind of like the bullfight. But
oh, man, gangster rap.
All right.
Gangster rap gets much worse than this, I'm
sure. All right,
sure.
Neil's going to tell you about how to make honey slides here on Radio 1190.
A song here I wrote in a motel room in Los Angeles. I have to tell you a story about Southern Man. Okay? I was at the Oakland Coliseum, and I was playing away, you know. I was having a pretty mediocre time, actually. It wasn't that hot, you know. It was show number 58, and we were all tired, you know, the band wasn't right in the first place. It's one of those things, you know. By the time we got there, Southern Man, you know, everybody every night would yell, Southern Man, Southern Man. And I could dig it, you know, it's nice. But I went to sing it, you know, and I was singing away, and I started off. And by then, you know, I sang with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and I sang by myself, and I was singing with these other guys, you know. You know, by then I was starting to sort of feel like a whirlwind, you know. And even though I really believed the song, you know, that, you know, where I was at, where I wrote it, you know. But anyway, I was singing away, you know, Southern Man, better keep your head. Don't forget what the good book. And this guy in the front row, you know, he's about as far away as me and you, you know. He jumped up and went, right on, right on. Love it, you know, and he felt really good, I could tell, you know. And all of a sudden, this, you know, this black cop just walked up to him, you know, and it just was the scene, the way it looked to me. And he just crunched me. And I just took my guitar off and put it on the ground and got in the car and went home, you know. A lot of those people couldn't understand it because they couldn't see from the other end, you know. They thought I just freaked out or something, you know. There's something about it, and ever since then, I've never sung the song. I don't know why. I don't know. I sang it a lot, you know. I sang it every night for a long time, and I really... That's the story, anyway. I couldn't do it. I don't feel it right now.
Don't do it. Please don't do it.
So anyway, we're in this motel room. We were trying some honey slides, and you know what a honey slide is? Honey slides, that's just, you know, real poor grade marijuana. The worst you can get on the street, you know. And you take it, you know. Just get your old lady, you know, if you got one. Get her to cook up on the stove, you know. Put that grass in the grinder, you know. Get it real fine. Put it in the frying pan. Put it on the stove. Turn the heat up a little. Wait till the grass just starts to smoke. Just a little bit. Take it off the heat. You don't want to burn it too much. Then you take the honey, you know. Get a half a glass of honey about this big. I hope you ladies are listening tonight. This is very important. And just heat that honey right up till it's slippery, you know. And then mix that grass with it, you know. Take that fine grass that you've cooked up, you know, just till it was started to smoke, and you took it off. You mix those together with a spoon, you know, and this thing. And then you I think you should eat it after that. Yeah. Just eat it after that. Just eat a little of it, you know, maybe a spoonful or two. You'd be surprised, you know, it just makes it feel fine. For that cheap grass, it's great. Just, you know, in these times, we've got to think about things like that. I heard Ryan talking earlier about meatballs, you know. I got about 180 meatballs where I went, and I could only eat about one of them. I saved them, though. They're on the fridge. Anyway, back to the motel. We were just sitting around having a few honey slides. And they slow you down quite a bit in your room. There's nothing to really get fast for anyway. The song just sort of came to us. We were all sitting around just playing these chords. Just playing with my friends, Rusty Kershaw, Ben Keith. Just sitting around the motel room. TV was on. Months by then, trying to get my act together. They just bore me now. So I'm deep inside myself, but I'll get out somehow, and I'll stand before you, and I'll bring a smile. Pictures.
Excellent choice, Jeff. I think that was very wise to follow Neil with a little something there from Iron and Wine.
Some people have made that connection, but yeah, it's kind of nice to hear. We went to see the show Iron and Wine down at the Larimer Lounge. It just did my heart good to see a bunch of people really into and listening to some really delicate, beautiful stuff. And Sam Beamy's writing. Been a fan since the first Creek Drank the Cradle, I Can't Even Talk, came out. And then the new record is actually killer. We heard it all live. And this track here, I had to spend some time on the internet surfing around looking for these goodies, and support your right to download illegally, I guess is what I should say. This track called Peng 33 was on a compilation somewhere, and it's kind of nice just to be able to hear some of these other songs. I think he's written a clinker, which is cool. There's about maybe 20 sort of rare unreleased pieces that are floating around. So,
and they're all good.
They're all interesting. The words, you know, it's poetry stuff written to music in a way. The music is simple, but it's deceiving because it's actually pretty complicated and really intricate in the way these guys play. And I sure like this stuff. I don't know. Hope you guys do too. So Peng 33, support your local downloaders. And
it's intimate and layered music from Iron and Wine.
Something like that. What do we got here? We're getting towards the end of the show. And
Jeepers, yeah, we got about 9 minutes left. And then is Bob coming in to do the Music Machine today?
We think he is, unless he's moved to San Francisco already.
Where is that guy? He's probably en route.
You know, I'm going to change gears. We're going to talk for just a second. Let me throw that at you. I brought something in just because it is Easter, and I just realized we haven't played a surf track today.
You know, we haven't.
And I'm jonesing here. So,
Because Easter and surfing go hand in hand.
Because this track is called Exodus, and it's from the movie Exodus, only it's done in a surfy style by the Lively Ones, coming from 1965. And man, this Herb Alpert record is really something special, I gotta say. All right, we hope you're enjoying the show. That Neil Young one, all the disclaimers do apply. I don't know, Howard Stern got thrown off the air for less, probably. So if you never don't hear us again next week, you'll read about it in some rag in the Denver magazines or something. But
I'm quaking in my boots.
All right, we've been having some fun. Hope you have been too. Tune in next week. We promise we won't talk about Mexico, and we'll probably get back on track with the honky tonk stuff you know and love. And in the meantime, here it is, a little surfing music for Easter.
Chuck Parkson reminding all of you that in about 30 seconds, the greatest outdoor rodeo in the world, the daddy of them all, the Cheyenne Frontier Days, will be underway. They'll be assembled on the track to parade down the racetrack, also inside of our arena. We have a parade of stars and officials a horseback as they ride the serpentine ride. Ladies and gentlemen, on the rear of our grand entry on the track, our first true Americans from Pine Ridge, South Dakota. A very colorful group of Indian dancers. Indeed a pleasure again to have the Ogallala Sioux of Pine Ridge.
somebody said to me, you know that I couldn't be his girl with almost